This week, you've probably been made aware of Carlos Arredondo, the man in the cowboy hat, the one in the picture, literally pinching the torn artery of a bomb victim as he helps race that young man in a wheelchair toward aid. We know Carlos as the guy we wave to as he drives around Boston in a pickup truck with flags and large pictures of his late son, Alex. Alex was killed in Iraq in 2004. When the Marines came to tell Carlos, he locked himself in a van with several gallons of gasoline and propane torch and set the van on fire. The Marines saved him. Later, Carlos's only other son, Brian, who'd never gotten over his brother Alex's death, succeeded in killing himself at the age of 24. So Carlos could not save his own two sons, but he saved someone else's. Jeff Bauman, that 27-year-old bomb victim, had to have both lower legs amputated, but he's now in stable condition. And Carlos Arredondo is back in our studios today to tell us about that day. Carlos, when I looked at that picture of you and Jeff on Monday, our hearts broke for Jeff, but we also saw it was you. Why were you at the marathon?
Because other people was honoring my son's walking and runners. They was there to memorize the life of my sons.
These are the Tough Ruck 2013 runners. These are soldiers in full uniforms with 40-pound backpacks on who were either walking or running in honor of fallen veterans, and including your son,
Alexander Arredondo. Yeah.
So that's, by the way, why a lot of these combat-hardened veterans were right there when the explosion happened. And there was someone else running in honor of Brian Arredondo as well?
That's correct. They was running for Brian to remember him, suicide prevention. The organization named Samaritans.
Yeah. So there you are memorializing your two sons when this happens. Like other people we've noted, you ran right towards this explosion. I'm thinking you lost a son. You had a horrible experience yourself when you tried to kill yourself with fire, but you run right towards this. What were you thinking?
After the second explosion, you know, I got to know there was bomb attack the way they happened. And immediately, you know, I went to try to help in any way possible I can without getting anybody's way. And what I found right after the jump, the second thing was...
You jumped the fence, right, yeah.
That was really very difficult to handle it. But, you know, that's why, you know, all the aides who came along, you know, the rescuers, the police department, the Boston police, they did a great job there.
Yeah.
And all these people, we worked together, you know, to remove that difficult fence with a lot of weight, a lot of flags. And
they had to pull the fence away so that you and others could get in. Jumped the fence. But
exactly. Yeah. I jumped the fence, but then I started working in the other side of the fence. So,
well, what did you do with Jeff? You come across this... I don't even know if you could tell how old he was, but he was on fire.
He was on fire. He lost two limbs, and he was bleeding very badly. And around him was also many other victims as well.
You picked him up, put the flames out. We understand you tied a tourniquet around.
Another Samaritan that was there, he helped me out. I ripped off pieces of clothing. He helped me out to put it on.
Yeah. And then, of course, help get him in the wheelchair and run alongside the wheelchair. When we talked off air, you said you wanted to tell me about Jeff and how impressed you were by him. Why?
Yeah, because the kind of person he is, and for what I got to know at that moment of him till I know who he is, very strong person, willing to live.
He was conscious.
He was conscious the whole time. You know, I talked to him. I was trying to calm down him. I give him some directions all the way till we get to the ambulance, you know, and he was awake to answer my questions.
You said Jeff had a will to live. And with that in mind, Carlos, I want to listen back to a part of a conversation we had in 2007. This is the part about your own suicide attempt a few years earlier. Again, when Marines came to tell you your son Alex had been killed in Iraq, you set yourself on fire. You told me they prevented you. These Marines put you out and prevented you from joining your son. Let's listen.
I was so close to cross my son's path. Then I find out that everybody got their own paths. I was kicked out in a bowl of fire out of there.
You wanted to die with him, but it didn't work.
Well, I don't know. It was not script, but when that dam blew up and threw me in the street on fire, you know, something more than natural happened here.
Yeah.
Thank God, you know, angels wear camouflage.
Angels wear camouflage?
Yes.
Yeah?
I believe in angels.
Carlos, you're talking about those Marines. being those angels that saved you and kept you from the same path as your sons. All I could think of when I heard that you had done this, helped save Jeff Bauman, is that have you thought about what would have happened had you been able to take your life years ago? That maybe he might not have been saved.
Yeah, it's just that I can see how fragile life is and the way he involved himself, you know, with all these strange circumstances.
Have you thought of that?
Yes. You know, before I'd even cross the street, you know, to go to help him, I just pray God protect me and protect the others, you know, from what's happened there.
But have you also thought since about that? You know, when everything settles and the crowds go away, have you thought about, wow, if those angels hadn't saved me, those Marines, you might not have been able to, you know, to save Jeff.
You know, when I was in the ground, burned and half unconscious, you know, I found the comfort of my wife, Amelia, to come to the side of myself and comfort me by telling me, you know, everything is okay, stay down, don't move, we're here to help you. I applied the same thing to Jeff. You know, I went to see him right away on my knees, and I told him everything is okay, the help is on the way, stay down, and what's your name? And my name is Carlos, and what's your name? And he told me his name. And
so it's almost as if you'd had practice with this and were hearing and remembering the words your wife, Melita, said to you.
That never goes away from my mind, you know. It's just constantly a reminder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but very grateful to be alive and very grateful for everybody who really did so much for me to heal so well.
Well, and I'm sure Jeff Bauman's very grateful you're alive, too, you know?
Yeah, you know, one hand cleaned the other.
Yeah. Carlos, do you stop to wonder why so many of these things have happened in your life? Why you've been near so much spasm? Do you ever wonder about that?
Yes, well, of course, I've been wondering about everything that has been happening and trying to figure out myself, you know. Why being there right in front of this terror attack? And I'm thinking very often. I'm trying to figure it out as well.
Yeah. Well, when you figure it out, let us know.
Yes.
Quite something. Carlos Arredondo from Rosendale, Massachusetts, who helped save the life of a young man in Monday's Boston Marathon. As we said, his son Alex, a Marine, was killed in Iraq in 2004. Another son, Brian, took his own life. And Carlos works with several veterans groups. Carlos, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, we leave you with a few more Bostonians. Yo-Yo Ma playing at today's interfaith service. And with Carlos in mind, here are some thoughts at that service from longtime Mayor Tom Menino.
We love the brave ones who felt the blast and still raced to the smoke. We love the fathers and the brothers who took shirts off their backs to stop the bleeding, the mothers and the sisters who cared for the injured, the neighbors and the business owners, the homeowners all across the city. They said, what mine is yours, we'll get through this together. Boston's finest and in blue. The MTs perform miracles. The firefighters answer the call. We love the National Guard and our service members, the volunteers in the BAA jackets, the doctors, the nurses. This was the strength of our city at work.
Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.